All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 68 in this American History program of History at Our House for the elementary class. Yesterday we talked about the importance of independence to the Founding Fathers, and we are not going to move on without understanding it as well as we need to, because if we don't get this, we are not going to learn American history properly, because quite simply, there would be no United States of America without the virtue of independence. And so yesterday we spent some time reviewing that idea, and we are going to continue to do that so that we don't make the terrible mistake of thinking that we know something but not really knowing it, and then moving on in ignorance. Because if we don't understand the virtue of independence, and we continue with American history, we're going to end up making a really tough time of it. Because in the next few weeks, we are going to be talking about a flaw in the original form of America. We're going to be talking about a flaw in the United States. Now, when you talk about the flaws of a person or the flaws of a country, it's absolutely crucial that you do it in a way that recognizes what kind of person or what kind of country they basically are. And never lose sight of that, because that is a surefire way of being unjust. So we're going to talk about the idea of understanding a flaw, understanding a problem, or understanding something wrong about somebody, and in its proper context. So I want to take this and think about it in a personal way. Now, think about yourself. That's always a good approach to take. And think about the times, hopefully not too many, when you tell lies to your parents. Because maybe you want to spend a little bit more time playing Minecraft. Or maybe there's another cookie and you'd really like to get it. Or, you know, you imagine the situation. It's up to you, right? And we've all done it. But do those lies that you tell and have told in your life, do those make you a bad person? Do you walk around thinking you are a bad person from those little lies that you've told in your life, Abby?
No,
they don't. And it wouldn't be right for you to think that. Now, if you did tell a really serious lie, a big lie, I don't know, imagine that your mother had a cherished flower vase in the living room, and you were roughhousing with your siblings and you broke it. And then you lied to her about it, and it just got worse and worse and worse. Then, well, that's a really bad set of choices all in a row, and it could get worse and worse for you if you keep on insisting on lying about it. And over time, if you made choices like that, you might end up being a bad person. End up, right? Even if you did that. But of course, if you are basically a good person, and most people are, and everybody here is, I'm sure, then the bad things that you do and the bad choices that you make, including the lies that you tell, are just black marks on your overall record, which is good. Patrick, you have a thought you need to share with us? Go ahead.
Yeah. Once when I did a lie, I had took $10 from my father and put it outside. Then I took it in my book outside, and then I pretended that I found it.
So Patrick is confessing that one time he was dreaming of being able to buy a Lego set for himself, and he saw Dad a $10 bill that belonged to Dad lying around, and he took it and pretended that he had found it outside of the house. He remembers that one. Yeah, so, see, there we go. He was tempted to lie, and he got caught, and he felt really bad about it. And that's the thing. When a good person does bad things, you end up kind of being haunted by those bad things, and they're a part of you, and they make you feel bad, but overall, you feel okay about yourself, because overall, you are a good person, and it's very important to know that. Right? When you are a good person, it's very important to know about that about yourself. And that helps you to make good choices in the future and keep making that good part of you the strongest it can be, and that good feeling about yourself as strong as it can be, and those haunting experiences you have had, you can gradually, they become less and less important because you've made mostly good choices. Right? Okay. So that's definitely something important about people and also about countries. But also another thing that's important to understand about people and about countries is that they don't just come out of nowhere. And so you as a person, for instance, are influenced by a lot of other people. In particular, of course, your parents, the rest of your family, and your teachers. And usually, because those people are good and you're good, usually that works out fine. But it is the case that you can be influenced by people in bad ways as well. And sadly, this is quite common in different ways. And when I look around in the world as a historian, for instance, I see a lot of this. I see, for instance, a lot of white people, people who have light skin, are taught that people who have black skin are not as good. And I see the reverse. I see people who have black skin are being taught that people who are white are evil. And I see people in China being told that people in Japan are bad. I see people in Poland being taught that people in Germany are evil. And so on and so forth. It's all over the place. And we have a word for this, right? What is that word for, a very common belief that people who are different from us, especially because of their skin color, are not as good? What's that called? And unfortunately, many people are taught this belief. What's that called when you are taught that somebody else is not as good as you? Abby?
Racism.
It's called racism. Right, exactly. And when you are brought up to think that, which is sadly very common, it's very difficult not to believe it. And this is why the virtue of independence is so important. So, and we're going to get to this with the Founding Fathers. What is it? What is the virtue of independence? And how can it help you as a person to live the best life that you can live? What's the virtue of independence? Sigourney, go ahead.
Think for yourself, choose for yourself, and act.
Okay, very nice. Think for yourself. The ability to think for yourself. To choose values for yourself and to act in this world by yourself. Right. Okay, so yesterday I was kind of giving you an easy version of independence, and I was saying independence means standing on your own two feet. I thought that's what somebody was going to say today, but that's okay. And also some people Somebody said, you know, independence is caring for yourself. And that's also kind of true, but it's not precise enough. So Sigourney got it right from the start. Independence means thinking for yourself. And choosing and acting. Right? So, in other words, if you are taught racism in your life or taught other things that are not true, in order to be a good person, what do you have to do? In order not to be influenced in a bad way by other people who themselves are wrong, Abby?
Make your own choices.
Yeah, you have to think it through for yourself and look at the world and figure it out. And if you do, by the way, it's obvious that racism is completely false. It's completely obvious if you look at the world and think about it that not all Japanese people are bad, that not all white people are bad, and so on. It's completely obvious if you are thinking clearly. And so this is really important and really crucial to the story of the Founding Fathers. Because the Founding Fathers lived in a world of slavery. We've talked about this. They lived, their fathers had slavery. Their grandfathers had slavery. The world was full of slavery and had been for all time. When Menes-Narmer is unifying Egypt, he's enslaving the people of Lower Egypt, right? The serfs of Europe were slaves. The builders of the pyramids were slaves, and so on. So they lived in a world that was full of it, and that slavery was supported by racism, which is very sad. You know, you look at this room and you see that they are all white Englishmen. And that's true. And they're all men as well. Yeah, that's another issue. And so they thought that they were better in some cases than other people. And sadly, when you have a slave and you treat that person in a certain way, that person never becomes as good as they can be. Think about that for a minute. Imagine for a second you became a slave. And instead of being homeschooled, and instead of growing up in a family that loves you, and instead of growing up in a free country, and instead of having all the wonderful technology and great things that you have, you were a slave. You had to spend your whole time cleaning the floor in somebody else's house. How good of a person would you become? Would you become the same person that you are going to become at some point in your life? Abby, what kind of person would you become?
I would become a person that thought all people like my master were bad because...
Oh, that's one thing you would become probably. Yes, right? But on top of that, you would not be educated.
Wouldn't... That's what I was about to say. I'd become uneducated.
Yeah, you wouldn't be literate. You wouldn't have the experiences of life. You wouldn't have the chances and so on in your life. And you wouldn't be nearly as impressive of a human being as you could be. And so sadly, one thing that happens with slavery is when people see slaves, those people are inferior, but it's not their fault. It's because they've been treated so badly their whole lives. And they haven't had the chances that other people have had. So you grow up in a world that has a lot of people like that. What do you have to do? Again, it's very hard to understand that this is not fair to those people. And especially when in your world, people tell you what is right and wrong, partly in your religion, it doesn't even say that it's wrong. How are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to figure it out? Because slavery is wrong. How are you supposed to figure it out?
Well, I just wanted to say that if we ever had slaves, I'd rather them be employees.
Okay, let's move on from that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you figure it out? It's the virtue that we're talking about. It's the virtue. What is it? How do you know what's right or wrong, even if everybody around you thinks something that's wrong? How? What do you have to do? Jack?
Be independent.
Be independent. Think for yourself. You have to. And that's what's so important about the Founding Fathers. They were independent thinkers. And they said, in this declaration that is being presented here in this painting, that all individuals have rights. And that governments should protect rights. When nobody on earth agreed with them. But here was the problem. And we talked about it yesterday. Many people in America had slaves still. Many people in America had slaves, especially in the South. States like Virginia, Carolina, Georgia. It was very common. There were some really hard jobs that people didn't want to do. It was a lot easier to have slaves do them. Growing tobacco, growing cotton, things like that are very hard to do. And it had been customary to use slaves to do that work for the longest time. And here were the Founding Fathers coming forward and saying, we believe that individuals have rights. What could they do now? Because they were coming up, they were going to have a very serious problem. On the one hand, they were saying, individuals have rights and governments are supposed to protect them. On the other hand, they were saying, we need to unite all of these states in order to stay independent. And some of these states have slavery. And we can't get rid of it. So now, they ended up saying, uh-oh, if we're going to be independent, we got to be together, united. If we're going to be united, we're going to have to let the people who want slavery keep slavery. So, we want rights, but we're going to keep slavery. Because we can't see a way to get rid of it. Now, what's that called? When you say, I believe in rights, but I'm going to keep slaves. What is that called? I'll give you guys a hint. Is that enough of a hint for you? Nemo, what's that called?
Contradiction.
It's called a contradiction, which means what? Saying one thing and saying the opposite. Which means, in a way, thinking one thing and thinking the opposite. A contradiction is an error in thinking. You can't have rights and slavery at the same time. You can't. So this was going to be a serious problem. A really serious contradiction. Remember, yesterday we had a contradiction. Here, this is going to be fun. Just to remind you what a contradiction is. This is Patrick Henry's work that he did yesterday on a contradiction. He made a Lego model of the contradiction that we talked about yesterday. Remember? The contradiction was saying that you like chocolate better than vanilla. So the brown Lego's on top of the white Lego. And then saying that you like strawberry better than chocolate. But then saying that you like vanilla better than strawberry. That's this one. So what ends up happening? Here you said that you like strawberry better than vanilla. And here you said that you like vanilla better than strawberry. Which one is it? Which one's on top? You're saying both. No, that's a contradiction. Doesn't work. Great Lego model, Patrick. Excellent idea. So, here we have another contradiction, much more difficult to work on. Over here, we have rights. We have the Founding Fathers, who are saying to the world that governments are supposed to protect rights. And over here, we have Americans with slaves. This is a contradiction. And when you have a contradiction, you've got to figure out what to do. You've got to solve it. You've got to figure out what's right. Now, if you have a simple contradiction like flavors of ice cream, that's pretty easy, isn't it? To say, oh, what I really meant was, I pretty much like all of them the same. Oh, okay, now it's not really a contradiction. Or sometimes I like one more than the other, but, you know, in this case I like it here, and in this case I like that one. And now you don't have a contradiction anymore. Okay, but what about slavery and rights? How do you get rid of that contradiction? In a country with lots of people in it, how do you do it? Do you have a real answer, Patrick?
That war is part of it.
Oh, Patrick is suggesting there might be a war over it. Now, I haven't taught you yet about the Civil War, so I'm surprised that you thought of that possibility. And that, in the end, is how it's going to have to get settled. Because that's how hard it was to figure it out. So they were not able to solve the contradiction, and the only way to do it was to force the people who wanted to have slaves to stop. And that proved to be very, very difficult. Nemo, did you have another idea?
No, I forgot a lot.
Oh, I see. So now the Founding Fathers had an idea about how to fix this problem. Their idea was that we have to get rid of slavery slowly. Because if we try to do it right away, the people who have slaves will resist, And those states in the South will decide they don't want to be a part of the country that includes the states in the North. They will split up. And if the states split up, what happens to America? We already talked about this in the critical period. What happens if the states are no longer united? Abby?
The USA falls apart.
Okay, falls apart. Henry, Wyatt?
Falls apart.
Oh, okay.
Gets conquered. Basically, okay. Just falls apart and gets conquered again.
Right, exactly. Without being united, the big bullies like France and England would eventually overpower the little states in America, and they would not be independent anymore. Patrick?
Let's not forget no capital U.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They would not be united, and therefore they would be conquered. So they had a really difficult puzzle to solve. How to fix the contradiction. And they actually knew. They actually understood. They really clearly understood that this was a contradiction. And so some of the founding fathers personally got rid of their slaves. Some of them tried to, but mostly what they tried to do was make laws that would slowly make slavery go away. For instance, they made a law that made it illegal to bring slaves to America from Africa. So that said, no more slaves will be brought from Africa. Made it illegal. They made another law that said we're going to limit slavery to only the southern part of the country. So hopefully then, there will be less of it, and eventually it'll be easier to get rid of it. And slowly we'll solve this problem that is hard to get rid of because too many people think it's right. And if we want to stop them from doing it, we're going to have to fight, and we don't want to do that because our whole country will be ruined by it. So how do we solve this contradiction is the story that we are going to look at very sadly. It was so difficult that the founding fathers were not able to do it. It was so difficult that for generations after the founding fathers, nobody in America was able to do it. It was so difficult that finally, as Patrick has predicted, there had to be a war to end slavery. And that war almost destroyed the United States, as the founding fathers knew it would. So it's going to be a tough segment for us to study this part of American history, because it's about a flaw. It's about something that was wrong about America, but not so much about America. Something that was wrong about the world. And which made it harder for America to be as great as it could be. And when we study this flaw all along the way, very important for us to understand that what is happening on the right-hand side here is the greatest thing ever in the history of the world, and it had a flaw, which is what we see on the left. And they did their best to solve it, and it took a long time to solve it. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to start looking at how they decided to deal with this problem and why all the solutions they tried, very sadly, did not work. And why in the end we end up with a civil war. So we'll do it and then we'll get past it because the good news is slavery was ended because of the Civil War, and we don't live in a world with slavery anymore, so the outcome is positive. And we also have to hold that in our minds, Because the world has become a better place. Because America was the kind of country where people would be willing, in the end, to fight a war against other Americans to get rid of slavery. And that is very heroic and wonderful. And again, we've ended up in a better place because of it. All right, so tomorrow we'll get into that story. Thank you, everybody. The contradiction will be resolved. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.